Well, Mickey, it's good to be back, no doubt. But I know when the first lockdown came back in March, you were just after winning the league, and I know there was great enthusiasm with you and the squad for the Nicky record after a good league run. Is that enthusiasm still there?
I suppose it is, Tom. I suppose back in March, the backroom team met the Tuesday night after we got promoted, you know, and won the league, and we were just putting our plans towards the championship and give the boys a week off. So little do we know it's going to be 7 months down the line before we get together again. We're just happy looking back to get that league finished up. You know, it was only league finished and to get promoted. But look, we haven't done much, Tom, with five or six clubs put into the county team together, you know, and four of them still involved on the 4th of October. We didn't get back training until then. But as enthusiasm goes, the boys are well keen and mad to get playing again, you know, and they're looking forward to getting back at it now on Saturday.
Yeah, and of course, Longford, your opponents, you have played them already this year, beat them down in Longford.
Yes, I suppose it was a big game for us, Tom. They were looking for a league final spot too the day we travelled down. If they beat us, they'd have been in the final. And look, it was an up and tuck. I think we missed a lot of chances, but we came out with a 6-point victory in the end. But they're definitely improved, and they'll give us a lot of thought, you know, and it'll be a tough enough game, but at home we'd be expecting to come out on the right side of the result on Saturday, Tom.
Yeah, and I know they always have that one or two or maybe three or four players from down the country, and they use the grandfather rule pretty well down there as well, I think.
Yes, I suppose they had four or five on, Tom, when we played them, like the two Galway lads, a Dublin boy, you know, and they're brave and handy, you know, and they're definitely going to take some watching again, you know, so... But saying that, I think we're in a good place at the minute too. We picked up a couple of injuries now in the last week or two, but as the panel goes, we've got a wee bit stronger maybe since the league. We've added Kieran Masterson's back from Australia, Tom, and Davin Flint back on board again, and Kevin Keeley, who's hurling well in the club championship. So we're in a good place, Tom. I think, you know, we're in the right way of working for and ready for Longford on Saturday.
Yeah, obviously you're like all team managers in all levels. I know, speaking to Declan Bonner last week, and you know, speaking to Paul Devlin with the Tyrone under-21s, they were training and everything, but they didn't really know where they were at. They felt they were in a good place, but they didn't know and wouldn't know until they got playing.
Exactly, you know, and that's when the real test will come. 20-25 minutes on Saturday, Tom, you'll know where these boys are at. But we're really happy the way the boys come back from the club scene, that they're in decent enough shape, and we had a tough week physically last week, you know, and we just test them out to see, but happy enough that the shape they're in, Tom. We're just unfortunate that Danny got a knock on the knee at training.
That's Danny Cullen, yeah.
Aye, and waiting the results of a scan, Tom, and probably won't feature this week, and Davin Flynn has a hamstring problem. Just from training on Saturday, and Patrick Doherty's probably out, but with good strength and depth there now, that's probably something we haven't got in years, you know, and there's a good panel there, and the boys coming in, we've still a strong 15 starting, you know.
And probably in better shape for the Nicky record than you have been in years, because as you said, the bulk of your squad were involved either in the junior or the senior championship, so that they've done quite a bit of hurling in the last couple of months.
They have, Tom, and I suppose just a couple of teams went out early. We were just monitoring them boys that they kept over and keep their fitness up to a certain level, you know, and we were just hoping the clubs turn in, that the boys would come back sharp enough, and they have, Tom, and we've a couple of boys from Dunlow and Cairn, Chucky from Cairn, and then Santa Munoz in the final. There was a lot, maybe 12, 13 players involved that day, you know, so... we're happy enough the way they came back, and the boys that went out of the competition early have kept taking over in good shape too.
Yeah, and you're in a group along with Longford, Armagh and Leitrim, and then on the other side you have Mayo, Tyrone and Monaghan. Warwickshire were to be in that group as well, but obviously due to the COVID travel restrictions, they're not travelling and not playing.
No, Tom, that's changed now in the last week or so. What's happening, the four winners from this week play one another in the second week again, so it's changed a bit. There's no groups as such. It's an open draw. After this week, the four winners will meet in round two, and the four losers meet, you know, and if you won your second week, if you can two matches in a row, you're straight into the semi-final, you know, so it's just Tyrone has a bye, we are sure going out, so it makes it a wee bit more complicated if you get Tyrone the second week, and get beat by them, you're safe. But if you get Armagh or Mayo the second week, Tom, and happen to get beat, you're out of the competition. So it's changed a bit for us, but at least you've got two bites at it, you know.
Yeah, and the winners this weekend, and if you win next weekend, you go straight through to the semi, is it?
Yes, if you won this weekend, but the four winners play one another the following week, Tom, and it's a home away luck of the draw. Just so look, you could have Mayo away next week or Armagh away, which would be a tough ask, and that'd be a complete knockout. Then the only safe net is if you get Tyrone in the second week, where because they'd have a bye, they're giving that side of the draw a second chance, you know. So look, you can only, momentum's hard to beat, Tom, and we're just looking to one. And just go straight to the semi-final with two victories, whoever gets in a row, you know.
Yeah, and would it be fair to say Mayo probably would be the fancied side? They're up at the higher level.
I suppose there were two divisions above us this year, Tom, you know, and they've stayed in that division for the second year. Look, so 2A is a level Donegal's never been at, and Tyrone or Mayo stayed at it for a year or two now, so definitely they'll be hot favourites, but we can only get our own house in order and get our own up to speed, you know, and hopefully that's enough. But Mayo definitely favourites for the competitions. But in saying that, Tom, they're in it last year and they get beat so by lower tier teams like Sligo and Tyrone. So they're definitely on a championship any given day, you know, anything can happen.
So all in all, looking forward to getting back into action.
Yes, Tom, it was great to be out again, and it's great to have games to go and play, you know, and even to watch again. So it's great I've got to go ahead again. So hopefully everything runs smoothly now. It's just a bit more complicated and a lot of work. And players, if they really love a low profile, you know, it's just train and play matches really for them and their work. So hopefully we can go through it, Tom, now without any hassle with virus or whatever, you know, and see it out now. Our competitions go straight through the mid-November, so hopefully 4 or 5 weeks we can go problem-free, you know.